had 4 tournaments and crowned 4 champions.
My name is Samita Kaushik.
My name is Ruth Okorocha.
My name is Bevati Esther.
My name is Phoebe Achimdu.
We've had 4 runners-up who gave them a run for the 1 million naira.
My name is Nadi Emanuela Amarachi.
I'm Deborah Pamzad.
My name is Hamid Olerojohn.
My name is Stephanie Amin.
We've had other great debaters who wowed Lagos.
My name is Obuna Uchagazi.
I'm Oladipo Ramadan Olari.
I am Usalikula.
My name is Olari Tolu Olashefi.
So to crown the best of the best.
Well, I believe the group of best should be the group A.
You think so?
Yeah, the group A.
And answer all your who would beat who questions.
Nah, this is group A. People there, they're already on the hot seat.
We're bringing them all back. One winner. 2 million. It's the I Beg to Differ Tournament of Champions. From Monday, March 6th to Monday, April 10th, the 12 best secondary school debaters from all 4 editions will battle for all the bragging rights. Airing weekdays at 4, join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator, on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM. And later on Wazobia Max TV. This tournament is brought to you by Paystack, supported by Wazobia Max TV, RLG Communications, and obiwizi.com. For sponsorship opportunities, send an email to ibegtodiffer@nigeriainfo.fm.
It's time for the I Beg to Differ Tournament of Champions. This is the next level of the I Beg to Differ debate tournament. We have brought you back into our studios the best secondary school debaters. Actually, the best of the best secondary school debaters from the first 4 tournaments. We have champions, we have runners-up, we have impressive performance. And over the next month, these 12 debaters in Lagos will thrill and impress us. The action started yesterday with Tamvita Kaushik getting a big win with Chiagozie Isidore Obonogu, a big win over Chiagozie Isidore Obonogu. But that was in Group A. Today, Group B kicks off. Remember, we have 4 groups of 3 debaters each. The top 2 from each group will move on to the knockout rounds. 12 group stage matches, 4 quarterfinals, 2 semifinals, 1 final, 1 winner, 2 million naira. Yes, we've doubled the prize money because remember, some of these debaters have won 1 million naira already. A big thank you to all our sponsors and partners who have made I Beg to Differ happen. Paystack is our headline sponsor. Paystack helps businesses accept online and offline payments from local and international customers. And they're going to make sure that our winner gets there a lot. We also have Sunu Assurance PLC. Sunu Assurance PLC is our associate sponsor. With their different insurance packages, Sunu's motto is you pick your way, we take your risk. So if you're looking to insure your vehicle, you're looking for marine insurance, fire insurance, house owner, householder insurances, and so much more, they've got information available for you on their website, www.sunuassurancesnigeria.com, or check them out on social media, Sunu Assurance Nigeria on Instagram or Facebook. Obiwizi.com has prizes for all our debaters. So we've got smart watches, amongst other things, in the bags that they've been giving by Nigeria Info. And you can check out obiwizi.com. They have good as new devices as well as brand new devices all available on their website. And all of these devices come with warranty. And apart from the gifts they're giving to all 12 debaters, obiwizi.com will give our champion of champions a laptop stand, and a pair of AirPods. And then, of course, there are other prizes for whoever comes second and whoever comes third. And we have tablets from RLG Communications. RLG produces tablets, laptops, electric meters, decoders, the works. And for every debater that makes it into the quarterfinal stage, they're going to get a tablet courtesy RLG Communications. Now that we've met the sponsors, let's debate. Like I said, today's debate is the opening debate for Group B. Let me introduce the judges. We have 4 judges joining us today. 2 are somewhere in Lagos and 2 are abroad. Our first judge is from our headline sponsor, Paystack. All of this week, Paystack will provide us with 1 judge for the first match in each group. And the Paystack judge for today's debate is Nefe Etomi. Nefe, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome to the Tournament of Champions.
Thanks so much. I'm very excited to be here.
Our second judge is one of our regulars here on I Beg to Differ, joining us from Canada, legal practitioner Adenike Arobonlo. Our third judge is a doctor in the United Kingdom, Dr. Ndoka Zuchi. And our fourth judge is our chief judge on I Beg to Differ. We call him that because he's also a real-life chief. He's a product manager by day, Chief Andy Oboforibo. And now let me introduce our debaters. Both of our debaters first appeared. We met them for the very first time in March 2022. During that edition, in fact, Lagos said that in that edition, they should have faced each other in that particular final. Here is our first debater. He is the People's Champ. Because even though he ended up coming third in March 2022, Lagos felt he deserved to be in the final. He's a third seed here in Group B. He's 16 years old. He's now graduated from secondary school. Ramadan Olaleko Oladipupo, welcome back to I Beg to Differ, this time on the Tournament of Champions.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
Thank you very much.
Lagos, our second debater is also quite the strong debater. She is the champion from that March 2022 edition. She's therefore the number one seed in Group B. She's now 15 and has also graduated from secondary school. Ruth Okorocha, welcome back to I Beg to Differ. Good to have you here. Okay, you're going to need to move closer to the mic so we're all able to hear you. The contestants have been told the rules, but here they are again. I will give you a topic. One of you will be in support. One of you will oppose. We have, of course, the first 3 minutes that you have to present your positions, and then you'll each get another 3 minutes in the rebuttal round to address the points your opponent made. And finally, you'll get another 3 minutes for closing arguments. The clock is the clock, but I don't need to say this to either of you. Once the clock starts, I will not pause the clock until 3 minutes are up. Our panel of judges will score both rounds based on number, quality, and originality of unique points made. If you repeat a point, your score will not increase. Clarity of thought and eloquence of presentation will earn you high scores. Number of opponents' points you address during the rebuttal round, very important if you want to win or you want to draw. The strength of your rebuttal of each point, also very important. Now, since this is group stage, if your scores are tied, there will be no tiebreaker round. The debate is a draw. After the group stage matches, all the group stage matches, the two debaters with the most wins go through to the quarterfinals. Where we have two debaters who have the same number of wins, the number of draws will be used to break the tie and decides who moves on to the quarterfinals. But eventually we'll get to that. Right now, let's focus on today's debate. You already know your topic. Schools should let students use AI like ChatGPT to write essays. Schools should let students use AI like ChatGPT to write essays. Now, let's decide who supports and who opposes. I've got a coin to decide this. Ruth, because you are the champion, you're going to choose either heads or tails. If the coin lands on the one you choose, you're going to support that motion. If it lands on the other side, you're going to oppose the motion. So first off, let me give you the coin so you see that it's tails and it's head. So it's not a trick coin. Here, Ruth, confirm. It's head and it's tail. Yes?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. All right. So let's do the coin toss. I'm going to flip the coin now and we'll do the coin toss and then we'll take a break. When we come back from the break, it'll be debate time. Are you ready?
Yes.
Call it.
Tail.
Tail? Okay. Tail it is. Ah, here we go. Tail it is. Which means you will support that schools should let students use AI like ChatGPT to write essays. Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to I Beg to Differ on Nigeria Info 99.3. We'll take a very short break. When we come back, it will be debate time.
Some are calling Group B the Group of Death as they beg to defer Tournament of Champions. Hamid Olarenwaju is a past quarter finalist and finalist and has only ever been beaten by champions. He wants revenge against Tanvita Kaushik and Esther Bewaji, but first, he must make it out of this group. Redemption is also calling for Ramadan Oladipupo, the people's champion, beaten in a controversial semi-final. He's here to prove that maybe he should have been in this group as an actual champion. But that title belongs to Ruth Okorocha. She beat the debater who beat Ramadan. Can she beat him too? Find out this March at the Ibek to Defer Tournament of Champions on 99.3 Nigeria Info and Wazobia Max TV.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to I Beg to Differ on 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're streaming live as well, so you can watch the debate on our live stream, Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube is Nigeria Info FM. If you are unable to watch, not to worry. We will play it again. You can watch it again on Wazobia Max TV, where it will air. Wazobia Max TV is available on DSTV and GoTV. As well as Star Times. So if you miss it here, you can of course go on TV and watch. It airs 3:30 every day on TV. Channel 33, you also don't need DSTV actually. If you have just regular TV and an antenna, you can tune into channel 33 and watch I Beg to Differ. Okay, it's time for round one. Are we ready? We'll start with the motion supporter, Ruth Okorocha. Your 3 minutes start now.
Thank you. If schools and teachers don't stand up to the growing invasion of computers in the classrooms, there's a good chance literacy will disappear in 10 years, professed an article published in the Canadian English Ottawa Citizen. This was on November 30th, 1981. 41 years later, there's a model that's come out as generative AI ChatGPT, the central idea of my argument today. Before I proceed, good afternoon, moderator, adjudicators, my opponents, attentive listeners and viewers. I'm Ruth Okorocha, affirming the resolution, schools should let students use AI like ChatGPT for essay writing. If we revisit the Ottawa Citizen article now, it might appear his hysterical and written by someone who did not understand the full potential of computers back in the day. Today, a computer is an intrinsic part for child's education. And drawing parallels to that article, it might be argued that schools and teachers don't understand the full potential of ChatGPT in college essay writing. I stand by this with the following contentions. One, in schools and institutions, having access to actual experts can be rare and only available in extremely expensive learning environments. Most times, students are required to write an essay that needs the aid of an expert. ChatGPT provides the aid of an expert. The key here is that its data set has been trained in certain ways that superior to what humans can know. This doesn't mean there are not things to do better, but by combining the best of both worlds, our intuition, emotional intelligence, and knowledge with the AI's data, we'll get the best results, which is better than locking ChatGPT out of essay writing. And of course, schools can teach their students not to rely on it. Furthermore, in the words of Naomi Barron, she said, as a linguistic and as a person who cares a lot about grammatic issues, spelling issues, and punctuation issues, one thing that's really impressive in ChatGPT is how good it is at writing, which is better than most writing of students I've seen in decades. Now, no one is suggesting that since ChatGPT is someone's close to perfection, we should lay on bed of roses. But instead, we can utilize it as a tool for a much greater purpose. How? Most times when we students write essays, we seem unsatisfied with what we've written. Not because it doesn't contain enough logic and critical thinking, but because it does contain lots of shallow vocabulary that doesn't help our message get relayed in the best way possible. ChatGPT can help us rephrase this vocabulary, which is a good thing for proofreading of original essays. Furthermore, there's a false speculation that has been going around about how ChatGPT creates a comfort zone for students. But I negate with this idea because it does the direct opposite. Like I mentioned earlier to the committee analogy, study shows that students of the 21st century are smarter than students of other generations. And what if schools stop bracketing as a negative and think about an advantage that no one is talking about? A competitive opponent. What if we start having actual competition between ChatGPT and students? It would force them to do their best and not just good enough. And such healthy competitions will help them to become more developing their critical thinking skills and problem solving skills. Also, for top class students that always beat their peers when it comes to essay writing, this provides them as a much tougher opponent for them, which should help them to get better. Lastly, what if schools let me learn them a perspective? What if we start trying to live with this thing called generative AI rather than prohibiting it? I mean, it's in the future and it's not going anywhere. Anyone who works with teenagers, I being one myself, knows that telling them to do something is not enough to do something. It's like opening the way for more decisive ways to do it, like using ChatGPT to cheat, which is unprofitable to those schools and unreasonable to the students. The reality is that these kids were experiencing more of this AI as they grow older. So why not introduce them to them at an early stage so they don't advance into a future unprepared for a life that will be filled with writing AIs? But at this point, I'm so proud to affirm. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ruth Okorocha. I have missed you. It's good to have you back. Our opponent is Ramadan. Ramadan, your 3 minutes opening round starts.
My panel of judges, quick question. Would you be comfortable on a plane handed by an unprofessional simply because autopilot exists? Of course not. More on that later. But for now, moderator, adjudicator, and my co-debater, good day. I will be opposing the topic that schools should let students use AI like ChatGPT to write essays with the following points. Firstly, the whole essence of essay writing goes beyond just getting high grades and passing tests. It involves developing a deep understanding and an appreciation of the essay writing process. So when we allow students to use AI to write essays, they sort of miss out on the entire essence as they are less compelled to understand and appreciate the process. Second, plagiarism, which is a serious issue in academics, would only escalate rapidly because, let's face it, thousands, if not tens of thousands of students would take the AI's essays, works, ideas, and present it as their own, which defines plagiarism. Thirdly, it leads to an epidemic of unfair grading, as teachers will find it difficult to evaluate the authenticity and differentiate an AI-generated essay from that of a student who actually burnt a midnight candle, scoring them similar grades when one put in a more significant effort than the other. Fourthly, when students use an AI like ChatGPT to write essays, we need to note that this AI is trained on already published data. Emphasis on that, meaning when students use it in their writing, the AI is limited to repurposing this already published content, reducing the originality of the final product. Fifthly, when students use an AI like ChatGPT to write essays and they start racking in those A's and B's, those 90s and 100s, they may begin to feel overconfident and believe that their writing is flawless, just like a boxer who has only ever fought a punching bag. But when faced with real life opponents and real-life situations that require their individual writing skills, they might not be able to meet up to par. In addition, vocabulary, grammar, syntax, these are skills we practice when we write essays. So allowing students to use the AI to do this instead will discourage the practice culture, and we end up producing students who cannot write effectively without assistance. Is that really what we want? Furthermore, it would guarantee a mental decline. Brainstorming for our essays, the research process, proofreading our essays, these are ways we exercise our brains when we write essays. And if you know how a muscle is designed, it declines in the absence of exercise. So delegating these tasks to the AI will deprive our brain of this exercise and will inevitably lead to a mental decline. Furthermore, it will breed a digital divide. Certain students might have access to AI technology, but then the vast majority who do not are going to be greatly disadvantaged, breeding an unhealthy inequality that could be disadvantageous for educational system. In addition, it will give rise to floodgates of unnecessary malpractice concerns, as if we're actually being honest with ourselves, it's easier now than it has ever been before for students to cheat and get away with it. Furthermore, it removes the basis for progress tracking. Teachers can evaluate the previous essays of a student and provide constructive feedback that will actually make them better writers. But when we allow them use AIs to write their essays instead, the essays they will be turning in will no longer essentially be their own works and ideas, making it difficult for the teacher to provide individual feedback. Lastly, it's Stanford study revealed that students who used AI to write essays performed significantly worse than those who do not on unassisted essays, further strengthening the logic that this idea reduces our critical thinking and individual creative writing abilities. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Right on time there. Ramadan Olalekan versus Ruth Okorocha. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. You're listening to Nigeria for 99.3. This is the Tournament of Champions of I Beg to Differ. We'll take a break. When we come back, it'll be time for rebuttals. Lagos, keep it here.
Some are calling Group B the Group of Death at the I Beg to Differ Tournament of Champions. Hamid Olarinwaju is a past quarterfinalist and finalist and has only ever been beaten by champions. He wants revenge against Tanvita Kaushik and Esther Bawaji, but first, he must make it out of this group. Redemption is also calling for Ramadan Oladipupo, the people's champion. Beaten in a controversial semi-final, he's here to prove that maybe he should have been in this group as an actual champion. But that title belongs to Ruth Okorocha. She beat the debater who beat Ramadan. Can she beat him too? Find out this March at the I Beg to Differ Tournament of Champions on 99.3 Nigeria Info and Wazobia Max TV.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator. I've got one 15-year-old and one 16-year-old in the studio with me today, and we're debating AI. Should students be allowed to use AI like ChatGPT to write essays? Schools should let students use AI like ChatGPT to write essays. Ruth Okoracha says yes. Ramadan says no. Therefore, we're going to move to the second round now, the rebuttal round. This time, we'll start with Lekan Ramadan. Your 3 minutes start now.
Firstly, your first point speculated inequality due to cost of extracts. Now, any school would hire competent teachers to handle essay writing. So your speculation actually suggests that our teachers are not competent enough. And speaking of inequality, the National Communications Commission revealed that 54.2% of students do not have access to the internet. So when we allow students to use AI to write ChatGPT, the minority, the 45.8% of students who are a minority, would have access to technology. But then the other percentage that don't have access to the internet will not have access to this technology, breeding an inequality. In your second point, you mentioned the fluency of ChatGPT in grammar, spelling, and punctuation, and how students can use it to correct their essays. Now, that is a valid point, but in reality, when we have something that helps us correct our mistakes, we are less compelled to practice and actually improve our own individual skills. You also made the point about ChatGPT being a competitive opponent. Now, this is an artificial intelligence we are talking about, and which I would like to refer to as a super intelligent robot. So we can never truly defeat a robot in a competition. And when you are in a competition and you are always guaranteed to lose, it's not much of a competition. But facing your peers who you are like likely probable to beat in a competition and meet other tougher opponents is actually a better way to instill that competitive spirit than allowing students to use AI like ChatGPT, which could also have negative consequences. You also made the point of us accepting the AI in our workforce and allowing students to interact with this technology so they'll be able to use those skills in the future. Now, we can still interact with the AI technology without allowing students to use it to write essays. So, by allowing students to interact with this technology in other safer ways that do not give rise to malpractice concerns and cases of ethical concerns, we'll actually be saving ourselves a huge danger and doing the students a huge favor. Those were your points, and I'm happy I've been able to report most of them.
All right. Thank you very much, Ramadan. Well done. Lagos, you can watch live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. We're also streaming on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Ruth Okorocha, your 3 minutes start.
Thank you very much. Yet to rebut some of my opponent's points. First of all, you mentioned that students would not be able to write essays on by themselves because they just generate content. Well, in none of my points, I never mentioned that we should generate content. I'm saying we can use it as an aid, just like you're at home and, okay, I have a big brother and I need to write an essay and I go to meet my big brother and converse with him in order to get better at what I'm trying to do. So it's a conversational model, okay? So it's having, like having a conversation with you. Imagine writing an argumentative essay, for example, where you need to write one side of an argument. Just imagine you're having that actual argument with ChatGPT. You're able to generate your points and create them. Secondly, you mentioned that it leads to false grading and so on. Well, like I mentioned earlier, we I'm not saying we need to rely on it. I mean, we use it as a tool. So when schools can teach their students not to rely on it, I mentioned it in my first point, how is it going to lead to first grading? You also mentioned the issue of plagiarism. Well, are you aware that there are tools that detect plagiarism, like GPT-0? These tools are available to detect plagiarism. So when you can detect plagiarism, why would I use AI to write, generate my essays? When I know that if my school finds out about it, they are going to probably penalize me, and I'm just expected to use it as probably a draft or something I'm learning from. Also, you mentioned that it does not generate unique content. But ChatGPT is not like any other search engine. It generates unique content on spots. When you say it does not generate unique content, have you used it before? Have you tested? Well, I've done, and I've tried it again. It gave me two different content for the same question. I mean, if different people using it, you're generating different content for them. Well, you also mentioned that vocabulary. And also, when you are trying to rebut my point, you called it a super intelligent robot. So how are you saying that its vocabulary is not correct? Do you have proof to back that up? Well, I've got lots of proof. When you bring an essay that you wrote by yourself, and then you ask ChatGPT to help you to proofread it, and it does an excellent job. Why do you think content creators are making it a way to generate articles for their website. It's because it does help in proofreading. Also, you mentioned that it doesn't help us to exercise our brains and so on. Well, like you said, it doesn't have 100% inaccuracy. Well, I would agree with you on that. But this ChatGPT is just 5 months old, okay? And a week ago, they introduced GPT-4 model. And this model is very, very high. I mean, it's getting better. For the end of the year, we'll probably have an over 100% accuracy. But for the time being, it's an advantage of that so-called inaccuracy. What if schools tell their teachers to make use of it to as a first draft? Okay, so students come here, you bring this essay, okay, detect what's in it. The study shows that when you detect errors in an essay, it helps to sustain the memory for the right information. An example is when it was asked to generate an essay concerning the Canadian Arena Football League, and it gave a whole new different perspective that no one was thinking about in that essay. But there was something wrong with the first line. It said Malcolm Mitchell, a footballer for the Canadian Arena Football League. After fact-checking, they discovered that everything was correct except that first sentence. And then after discovering it, well, that it was for the American Arena Football League and not for Canadian. This does something to them, right? The next thing I'm talking about football or about Malcolm Mitchell, they will never forget he's of the American Arena Football League and not for Canadian. So it actually does something to us. It helps us. So you also mentioned that not everyone has access to it. Well, in my attempt to rebut my point, you said that not everyone has access to internet. But without discussing about how many students have access to internet, that's the problem of the government. If they say that other schools are making use of it and their students are getting better, they should be able to provide internet access to their students. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ruth Okorocha, champion from March 2022. I do not envy the judges. I'm glad I'm just a moderator. We'll take a break. When we come back from this break, it will be time for closing rounds. Lagos.
Some are calling Group B the group of death as they beg to defer Tournament of Champions. Hamid Olarewaju is a past quarter-finalist and finalist and has only ever been beaten by champions. He wants revenge against Tanvita Kaushik and Esther Bawaji, but first, he must make it out of this group. Redemption is also calling for Ramadan Oladipupo, the people's champion. Beaten in a controversial semi-final, he's here to prove that maybe he should have been in this group as an actual champion. But that title belongs to Ruth Okorocha. She beat the debater who beat Ramadan. Can she beat him too? Find out this March at the Ibek to Defer Tournament of Champions on 99.3 Nigeria Info and Wazobia Max TV.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. It is now time for the closing round. Lagos, again, you can watch live on Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. Nigeria Info 99.3. We are also streaming live on YouTube. YouTube is Nigeria Info FM. I've got Ruth Okorocha, our champion and number one seed in Group B from March 2022. Also from March 2022 is our number three seed, the people's champion, Ramadan Oladipupo Olalekan. And today they're debating that schools should let students use AI like ChatGPT to write essays. I should mention that when they came into the studio, I asked them, what do you think of your topic? And they were like, we've never heard of ChatGPT before. So we did a great thing. We made them learn about this and debate it right here on Nigeria Info. Now, supporting the motion is Ruth Okorocha, and opposing the motion is Ramadan Oladipupo. Right now, time for closing round. So let's start with the motion supporter, Ruth Okorocha. Your final 3 minutes today. It starts now.
Thank you. Our protocol is really observed. Before I head over to my closing speech, I'd love to pick out some loopholes in my opponent's arguments. In your third point, you said it would generate an epidemic of first grading. Then in your tenth point, you also said people who made use of it had performed significantly worse. If some people make use of it, they will score higher than people that made use of their own brain. Then you mentioned it again that people make use of it score lower. Your speech in itself is contradictory. It's confusing me. Hope you can explain that. And also, you mentioned that they would, because their schools did not train, all your points were on how they will rely on it. And I mentioned earlier that they are not expected to rely on it. Also, you said that it's better to have competition between their peers. Are you aware that some students, some schools, they have top class students that they are like unbeatable? They feel like gods because every time they have competition, they are always beating their peers. So what about a tougher opponent so they can be able to face them, even if they will never be able to beat them? In an attempt of trying to beat them, they are getting better. They are threatening themselves. Now head over to my closing speech. The good thing is that we can bring to reality whatever we can have in our imaginations. Catering to special needs of students with issues like dyslexic dysgraphia, a condition where communicating thoughts into written words can be a problem. Of course, this is performed among students and a good contention why schools should choose utilizing this model over prohibiting it. They can be able to place prompts or whatever is available to their imagination, which is a good thing for getting better and also implementation in day-to-day living. Other than framing ChatGPT as a way to cheat, and therefore encouraging students to use the now forbidden model secretly, what if we start teaching them to make use of it while still keeping their original ideas? You raise concerns as inaccuracy or making use of it in assignment and cheating assignment, while schools can make use of counter technology to detect plagiarism. Even students are finding solutions to this problem, one of which is Edward Tia, a Princeton student who discovered GPT-0, that a baby messed up the bathwater, doesn't mean we should throw the water away with the baby. Educators strive to make students what John Brewer, former president of McDowell Foundation, dubbed knowledge transformers over knowledge digesters. This is critical thinking over memorization and something that ChatGPT can help us to achieve. An example is when it was asked by a literature teacher to generate a Shakespearean sonnet about Taco Bell. Of course, this kind of poem does not exist, but he generated it to the surprise of that teacher. Now, this creates a big motivation to match his creativity. Take an analogy from the calculator in mathematics. The same way that calculator became a useful tool in math class, ChatGPT can become a useful tool in helping us hone our critical thinking skills. Lastly, early researchers in the day warned against the use of Google, saying it would quote-unquote harm student literacy skills. Wikipedia was banned earlier in the day in both schools and colleges. But not surprisingly, students have always found creative ways to circumvent such bans, and it did not harm their critical thinking skills. It's a non-contestable point that students of the 21st century are smarter than students of our generations because of the use of this kind of generative AI technologies and other technologies. Today, Google is an essential resource too. Wikipedia is ubiquitous, and ChatGPT can be benevolent if we give it a chance and stop bracketing it as a negative. With all those points, I'm so proud to affirm. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ruth Okorocha. Well done. Oh my. Lagos, we're streaming live. Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Ramadan, your final 3 minutes today starts now.
I'll start by stating some more points and addressing my opponent's rebuttal. Firstly, Sam Altman himself, the CEO of OpenAI, the company that founded ChatGPT, revealed that the AI is still very limited and can often produce inaccurate and unreliable information, which could totally undermine a very important essay. In addition, it further strengthens the instant gratification culture among students, as this idea prioritizes an instant end result over the benefits of a gradual and involved writing process. Furthermore, certain expressions that may fly in some culture are going to be frowned at in another culture. And the AI, however human-like it may seem, runs on a program and cannot truly be culturally sensitive, which could pose a lot of inappropriacy-related problems in the future. Another point is when students use AI to write essays, they may begin to precipitate the idea that the technology is a substitute for human expertise and interaction, which could have negative social and emotional consequences. Furthermore, when students write their essays, they bring in unique perspective and experiences to the table, which the AI cannot simply take into account. So when we allow them to use AI to write essays, the essays they will be turning in will no longer have that rich quality of their unique perspective and experiences. Now, to address some of the rebuttals my opponent has made, I'll start by saying my opponent made a lot of speculations and misinterpreted some of my points. Firstly, she said, I said students would not be able to write essays. I never said that. I only said it reduces the inherent need for students to improve their individual skills, because if you have something that can help you do a thing, like, you are less compelled to actually improve your own skills, because this mentality that I have something that could help me is already there. So it's not necessary for me to improve my own skills. Now, I made a point that was related to reliance, and my opponent said we don't need to rely on it. A research conducted in the University of Berkeley and Toronto showed that students have an instilled procrastination culture, which is related to laziness. And it's only logical to suggest that this would pose concerns over over-reliance. He also said, I said the AI generates unique content. I only remembered using the term original. And unique and original, although sound the same, but they have different meanings. Let me educate you on how the AI is trained. A large collection of data is provided to it, and it regenerates that essay, those data based on the prompt given to it by the student. So in reality, it cannot produce any original piece of content. It can only repurpose the content that has already been given to it. Now, you also said, I said the vocabulary of the AI is not correct. Never said that. I only said when we allow students to use the AI to correct their punctuation, vocabulary, and syntax related issues, it reduces the inherent need, like I have said before, for them to improve their own individual skills. Now, in my point related to plagiarism, you mentioned GPT-0 being able to detect AI-generated essays, but you seem to forget that a simple paraphrasing job and an AI-generated essay will fly right past the algorithm. I have tried... Thank you.
Thank you very much. I could listen to both of you all day. Ramadan, well done. Ruth, well done. I was also surprised when the timer went up. I was like, no, why? I know. I wanted you to say them. Okay, Lagos. Woo! We'll take a break. When we come back from this break, we will have results in our hands. Because the debate is over. The judge has given the different judges all over the world. We've got one in Canada, one in the UK, two here in Lagos. They will send the scorecards to me and I'll send them to our chief judge for collation. And results will be uploaded in real time. Don't worry. Yes, I'm the IREV here. We'll take a break. When we come back, Lagos, let's find out if we have a draw or if we have a winner. And then we'll find out as well who will come back next week to face Hamid Olarenwaju. Don't go away.
Some are calling Group B the Group of Death as they beg to defer Tournament of Champions. Hamid Olarenwaju is a past quarterfinalist and finalist and has only ever been beaten by champions. He wants revenge against Tanvita Kaushik and Esther Bawaji, but first, he must make it out of this group. Redemption is also calling for Ramadan Oladipupo, the people's champion. Beaten in a controversial semi-final, he's here to prove that maybe he should have been in this group as an actual champion. But that title belongs to Ruth Okorocha. She beat the debater who beat Ramadan. Can she beat him too? Find out this March at the Ibek to Defer Tournament of Champions on 99.3 Nigeria Info and Wazobia Max TV. Who is the greatest Ibek to Defer debater? We've had four tournaments and crowned four champions.
My name is Tanvita Kaushik.
My name is Ruth Okorocha.
My name is Bawaji Esther.
My name is Phoebe Achebe.
We've had four runners-up who gave them a run for the 1 million naira.
My name is Nadi Emanuela Amarachi.
I'm Deborah Pamzad.
My name is Hamid Olarenwaju.
My name is Stephanie Amin.
We've had other great debaters who wowed Lagos.
My name is Obuna Uchagazi.
I'm Odadbo Ramadan Olari.
I am Usani Kula.
My name is Olari Toluwala Shef.
So to crown the best of the best...
Well, I believe the group of...
You think so?
And answer all your who would beat who questions?
Nah, this is okay. People there, they're already on the hot seat.
We're bringing them all back. One winner, 2 million. It's the Ibek to Defer Tournament of Champions. From Monday, March 6th to Monday, April 10th, the 12 best secondary school debaters from all four editions will battle for all the bragging rights. Airing weekdays at 4, join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM and later on Wazobia Max TV. This tournament is brought to you by Paystack, supported by Wazobia Max TV, RLG Communications and obiwizi.com. For sponsorship opportunities, send an email to ibegtodifer@nigeriainfo.fm.
We're still waiting for the judges to collate their results. While they do that, Lagos, we're seeing all of your comments on social media. We're seeing them on Facebook. We're seeing them on Twitter. We're seeing them on WhatsApp. We're seeing them everywhere. Our judges will soon be ready and I can announce whether or not we have a tie, whether we have a clear winner. I thought it was pretty, pretty good. We'll take another break, Lagos. Please stay with us.
Some are calling Group B the Group of Death as they beg to defer Tournament of Champions.
Hamid Olarinwaju is a past quarter-finalist and finalist and has only ever been beaten by champions. He wants revenge against Tanvita Kaushik and Esther Bawaji, but first, he must make it out of this group. Redemption is also calling for Ramadan Oladipupo, the people's champion, beaten in a controversial semi-final. He's here to prove that maybe he should have been in this group as an actual champion. But that title belongs to Ruth Okorocha. She beat the debater who beat Ramadan. Can she beat him too? Find out this March at the Ibek Tidifa Tournament of Champions on 99.3 Nigeria Info and Wazobia Max TV. Who is the greatest Ibek Tidifa debater? We've had four tournaments and crowned four champions.
My name is Samita Kaushik.
My name is Ruth Okorocha.
My name is Bawaji Esther.
My name is Fibia Chibdu.
We've had four runners-up who gave them a run for the 1 million naira.
My name is Nadi Emanuela Amarachi.
I'm Deborah Pamzad.
My name is Hamid Olarinwaju.
My name is Stephanie Amin.
We've had other great debaters who wowed Lagos.
My name is Obuna Aguchagazi.
I'm Oladipo Ramadan Alali.
I am Musalikula.
My name is Oladipo Olashe.
So to crown the best of the best,
well, I believe the group of
you think so?
And answer all your who would beat who questions? We're bringing them all back. One winner, 2 million. It's the Ibek Tidifa Tournament of Champions. From Monday, March 6th to Monday, April 10th, the 12 best secondary school debaters from all four editions will battle for all the bragging rights. In weekdays at 4, join me, Sandra Ezekwesili, your moderator on 99.3 Nigeria Info FM, and later on Wazobia Max TV. This tournament is brought to you by Paystack, supported by Wazobia Max TV, RLG Communications, and obiwizi.com. For sponsorship opportunities, send an email to ibegtodiffer@nigeriainfo.fm.
Such a busy place. But here's how I manage to stay in touch with the latest changes, trends, news, economics, and even entertainment.
99.3 Nigeria Info.
With three spectacular debaters, Group C of the Ibek Tidifa Tournament of Champions could be a fight to the finish. Emanuela Nadi has only ever lost once to Tanvita Kaushik. She's here to prove that she can beat anyone on a good day. Nicholas Musokoya barely missed the August 2022 final, but gave us fireworks along the way. He would have met Fabian Chibundu in that final, but now they will lock horns at the Tournament of Champions. Fabian, the only boy champion, must fend off these two challengers if he wants to be champion of champions. This March, it's the Ibek Tidifa Tournament of Champions on 99.3 Nigeria Info and Wazobia Max TV.
I still await my scope. You know, during the elections, you had the returning officers who were called scopes who had to return the results to Mahmood Yakubu. I'm Mahmood Yakubu. I'm waiting for scope. I don't know why scope is wasting my time. Oh, scope has arrived. Okay. Okay. All right, then. In the presentation round, Ruth Okorocha scored 63. Ramadan scored 90. For presentation style, Ruth Okorocha scores 32. Ramadan scores 36. In the rebuttal round, Ruth Okorocha scores 144. Ramadan scores 102. For rebuttal style, Ruth Okorocha scores 33, Ramadan 29. In the closing round, Ruth Okorocha scores 48, Ramadan 69. For closing style, Ruth Okorocha scores 26, Ramadan scores 27. Ramadan wins 353-346. Congratulations to you, Ramadan.
Thank you very much.
We're going to see you in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And Ruth, it's not the end for you because you'll be back next week to face Hamid Olarenwaju. Huh? Okay. So Tuesday next week, we'll see you again. We're going to send you your message, your new topics as soon as you leave the studio right now. We'll send it to both you and Hamid Olarenwaju so that you're both ready. But congratulations to both of you. This was really brilliant. The scores were scoring. Well done, well done.